Last time I had a sort of combined geography and history lesson about Ulster, so I think we'll lighten up a wee bit this week. Many of you have said that you love learning more about the language. Now, would that be the Irish language, the English language, Ulster Scots dialect, or what? You see, you get a mixture of all three when you listen to this show, because of the various influences on the way we talk. And we in turn have often influenced the way other people talk. For instance, you have a major city in Maryland, US called Baltimore, which is Irish Gaelic for the place of the big house, Ballymore. When you want to know if someone understands Irish, you ask, Antigan de Gaeliga, unless you're Scots when you'd say, Antigan de Gaelig. If you speak it fairly well, you'd reply, Tigan, I understand. And if, like me, you don't speak it very well, you'd answer, Ní Higgum, Tommy Fulham, I don't understand what I'm learning. Now that word Tigan has become two similar English words, twig, because the Gaelic word has a U in it, and dig. In Ireland we might say, Ach, I never twigged on like that he was her brewer, or I never twigged till afterwards, meaning I didn't understand at the time. The hippie phrase, do you dig it, man, comes straight from the Irish to understand, in this case meaning to like something. I really dig John Lennon, for instance. So maybe some of you have never twigged on that when you dig something, you're actually using the Irish language, eh? Now, there are plenty of other words that have found their way into English from the Irish language. There are some really obvious ones like colleen, a girl, clabber, meaning sticky wet clay or mud, or even curdled milk, hooligan, meaning rowdy, from the surname O'Hoolihan, and galore from the Irish galore, literally till plenty, meaning a lot. The word brogue, referring to a broad Irish or Scots accent, actually comes from the Irish word for a shoe. A less obvious one would be the derogatory phrase a slapper, from the Irish slabach, meaning dirty, which is often used now to refer to a prostitute. A slob, likewise, comes from the Irish slab, meaning mud. Lots of names for geographical features come from Ireland, like bog, glen, loch, drumlin. The word crack, meaning a bit of fun, started life as the English word crack, became common in the Ulster Scots dialect, then in Irish, and back into English usage now, spelt with an A-I-C. And of course we have potsheen, and the word whisky itself, which comes from uisce bacha, meaning the water of life. Some English words originate from Scots, Scots Gaelic or Gaelic, and Ulster Scots. Scots are usually regarded as being pretty canny, in other words knowing, from the word ken, to know. They also generally have a bit of common gumption too. The type of cap, known as a Glengarry, was named after its inventor, the Scots chieftain of Glengarry. The Scots have given us clans, laddies and lassies, tweed and plaid cloth, pancakes and scones, the word wee, and some of them can be awful pernickety as well. Most of these Scots words are in common use here in Ulster too.